Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Jared Atkins, founder distiller of Bluebird Distilling, and also 9-year-old Sadie Ali, who is with Girl Scout Troop 7356. And she is your niece, I understand, who had an input with your pairings. So tell me a little bit about your pairings and what you're doing.
Absolutely. So in honor of Girl Scout cookies, every single year, everybody looks forward to it. I know I do. Girl Scout cookies come out. And this year, we just had the great idea. Why don't we pair some of the booze with them? So at Bluebird Distilling for the month of February, we're actually going to be pairing Girl Scout cookies with our spirits.
So Sadie is 9. She also has a sister, Malia, who's 11. And how did you get the two of them involved?
So we got the two of them involved. I actually went to go buy Girl Scout cookies and just started talking to them. I'm like, wow, these would really go great with our spirits. And this is like a lot of the same flavors that are actually in our whiskeys. So we got talking and I ended up buying a full box of every assortment of Girl Scout cookies, brought them back to the distillery, and then my whole staff sat around, and really we just ate Girl Scout cookies and tried whiskey for an hour and put these awesome pairings together.
So Sadie, what was it like for you when your Uncle Jared said, basically, I want to buy a whole bunch of Girl Scout cookies, more than you ever imagined one person could buy?
I was really excited because if you sell us a certain amount of Girl Scout cookies, you can win a prize.
How many do you have to buy from her?
Well, apparently, what is it, 1,000, Sadie? So you get to go to Dorney Park?
To get 2 tickets to go to Dorney Park.
It's something very large, so we have a lot of work to do.
So how many do you have to buy for the bar?
So we're going to literally start buying like 100 packs of Girl Scout cookies, and then we're going to do kind of tasting flights. So at the distillery right now, for $10, you can get a whole entire flight of our spirits and kind of try through. So now in addition to helping support the Girl Scouts for an extra $5, now you can get a Girl Scout plate to go with that. So we're really pairing some awesome ones. So we have our 4-grain bourbon we're going to pair with the s'mores. It's already getting these kind of great campfire and some smoky notes with the caramel and toffee. Our thin mints we're actually going to do with the vodka. Both are very clean. Like, what goes better with mint than like a clean vodka? Really excited that we're going to do our American single malt, which is very like nutty, I feel like. And we're going to pair that with the peanut butter patties. And then the lemonades ones, lemon flavor wafers and cookies. What goes perfect more with than gin? Gin already has lemon and orange peels into it. So we kind of have the perfect pairing with our juniperous gin and these lemonades.
So how many boxes did you go through with your staff to come with these perfect pairings?
We literally went through 20 boxes, and that's no lie. And I actually made the mistake of leaving them in a communal area, which was not a smart idea, well, and they were all filled.
You know, well, that just shows you the popularity of the Girl Scout cookies.
Absolutely.
All right, Sadie, describe the craziness with like people excited that you're selling Girl Scout cookies.
Well, a lot of people that buy Girl Scout cookies are buying them for other people.
Sadie, what's your favorite?
It used to be Thin Mints, but I just tried Trios and now they're my favorite.
Are they a new one or Trios a new one?
I don't know how long we've had them for, but they're the gluten-free ones. I know that.
Do you have any like special ways that you like to eat them?
I only do this with Thin Mints, but I freeze them.
That's a good way.
My dad likes to put them in coffee.
Jared, are you picking up ideas here?
I actually want to try the frozen way. Believe it or not, I've been doing it in coffee, in milk, in whiskey. Kind of for the last week, I've been eating Girl Scout cookies like all times throughout the day.
And so you're trying all different ways.
Yeah, you have to, right? Experimentation.
When you're probably tasting them with a different palate, probably tasting them with like an idea, oh, what am I tasting here?
It started with the idea, and now it's just the Girl Scout cookies are delicious. So we have them with the whiskey and now they're just so addicting.
All right. Tell me about the flights. So the flights come how?
So it's really cool. So when you come to the distillery or our retail shop at the Shops of Liberty, we have these flights available and they come on a little sheet explaining everything about each whiskey you're trying. So you can come in the distillery and for $10, you can get 6 different spirits. And we make 12 now. So pick your 6 favorite and you get the flight right on the sheet. And then we're going to pair that with a cookie and kind of talk to you about it of what you're going to be tasting with the spirit and how that's going to translate into what you're tasting with the cookie.
So one shot, one cookie.
Yes.
So
I mean, they're not full shots, but...
Six semi-shots.
Yep, 6 semi-shots.
And 6 cookies?
And 6 cookies.
Or part of a cookie.
We're doing full cookies for right now. So
a full cookie! So 6 cookies.
Yeah, that's a lot of cookies.
That's a lot of cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so
a lot
it's
of...
So it's like probably better shared with friends, but at least everybody can grab a bite off of them.
So the 6 cookies that you're pairing, tell me again, just go down the list of what the 6 are.
So the main ones are, I guess there's 5 now looking, but we're going to add an extra kind of flavor of the day in there. But the Girl Scout s'mores with our four-grain bourbon, thin mints with our vodka, the peanut butter patties with our American single malt, the lemonades with our juniperish gin, and the Samoas, which are like the caramel, really delicious ones, with the American wheat whiskey.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
Now, you're probably used to drinking the alcohol that you distill. Tell me about how the cookie brings it out. And how is there a way you're supposed to eat and drink it?
So the best way I found is sip, bite, sip. So first, kind of just wetting your palate with that flavor. Just a little bit's going to really bring out, let's just take the four-grain bourbon for an example. Taking a small sip brings out a lot of toffee and vanilla. And then you're biting into that s'more, then you're getting kind of the darker fudge flavors, a little bit of the crisp vanilla from the wafer, and then taking the sip on top of that and kind of reinforcing, I guess, those flavors and bringing back all together. It's really, you almost feel like they're meant for each other, which is crazy to say, but maybe the Girl Scouts are onto something.
What was it like for you first time you did a pairing, like just to test it out?
My eyes kind of opened up, and then I was like, wow, these go perfect together. And it was just out of necessity that I was really hungry and I wanted to drink whiskey. So I just combined the two of them together.
Oh, that's how you came up with it.
Yeah, that's how great ideas are born, I think.
Right? When you're really hungry, and then there's a Girl Scout cookie right there.
Absolutely. And I literally had the whole box of all the flavors. So then I just started piecing them together and then got really excited about it and took it to my staff. And then everybody was just kind of gathered around and just pairing them back and forth and putting their two cents in. And it was just really great. And then just kind of was like, this is a great idea. And talked to my nieces, and they were even more excited that I wanted to buy so many cookies and they might get to go to Dorney Park.
That's okay. So how many do you have to sell to go to Dorney Park?
Well, it's $500 for one ticket. And me and my friend really want to go, so we're trying to sell 1,000.
Wow. That's a lot of cookies.
So we will be helping out and supporting at Bluebird. So there's at least one spot to buy them. So we'll be doing tastings and actually selling the packs of cookies as well.
So tell me the pricings.
So $10 our standard flight. And then we're just doing an extra cookie plate of an additional $5. So help support the Girl Scouts and then add that on to your flight. So for $15, then you get a spirit tasting and then with the cookie plate as well.
So is it 25 together or is it 15?
15 total.
15 total. Yep. So for $15, you get a flight with the cookie pairing?
Absolutely. And I think it'll just really open people's eyes up to even, I mean, we've all heard about like pairing food and wine and spirits with, wine, beer, and spirits with food. And I think just another avenue, which is nobody's really experimenting with cookies, and why not? You know, it's a fun way of kind of putting a dessert aspect into it and just in thinking of something new and enjoying it.
Sadie, what do you think about how you're helping your uncle?
I like it.
She likes it. What a good niece.
Absolutely.
Jared, thank you so much. Anything else you want to say about the pairing? Is it just for the month of February?
So just for the month of February, it's the main month they're selling Girl Scout cookies for. So we're going to help support that. So come out while we still get the cookies. And our main location's in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. We have a secondary retail and tasting shop right downtown in Philadelphia here, the Shops of Liberty. So it's going to be available in both places.
So once again, this is the Girl Scout cookies tasting flight for $15 with the cookies.
Correct.
All right. Jared Adkins is the founder and distiller of Bluebird Distilling. And Sadie Ali is a 9-year-old Girl Scout from Girl Scout Troop 7356. If people want more information, where can they go?
Bluebirddistilling.com.
All right, Jared. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Sadie, I hope you get your trip to Dorney.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.